After the 13th hole, Pelham was only one down. It was Travers' game that now seemed to be suffering, and the reason for it was explained when, after desultory conversation, he reverted to the subject as they walked to the 14th tee. "It's all very fine, Jim, for you to say that it was my mistake, but damn it all, anyone would have been taken in. You couldn't believe it unless you'd seen him. But look at me now and cast your mind back. Wasn't there some difference? There must have been." Travers stopped and surveyed his companion minutely. "Hair? Moustache? Nose? Ears? Yes, all the same. Same height. And frankly, I still can't see any difference in the voice as I remember it. He was dressed like you normally are at the office, too." "What about an umbrella?" Pelham asked suddenly. "That's an unusual habit of mine, I'm told. Wet or fine, I always carry one, and Monday was a fine evening." "Yes, but it had been raining during the day, so he quite naturally had one. Even if he hadn't, I'd only have assumed that for once you'd forgotten. Can't you understand that right from the start I had no idea it wasn't you? Why, identical twins couldn't have been more alike. Yeah, come on, your drive."